various artists,
so you can go to the opening for more than just the snacks.
Serafine Pick is one of Aotearoa's most celebrated painters, with a career spanning 30 years in which Pick investigates human experience through the material language of paint. Her paintings circulate this tension between figuration and its collapse, often bringing the figure forth into her ethereal compositions and then dissolving them back into themselves. This new body of work presented within paintings continues Pick's exploration of material dissolution and figural density, displaying a rich navigation of material applications. Each work leans into its own materiality, some soft and delicate, while others thick and textural, an act of deep listening and responding to the paintings themselves, with Pick circling back to former ways of making through a new lens. I had a corridor with Serafine about the show and overall practice.
Could you start off by introducing yourself and your overall practice, the key mediums that you gravitate towards, as well as the thematic and or material glue of your practice, the thing that kind of acts as an undercurrent between all projects?
My name is Serafine Pick and I'm a painter, mostly. I engage in ideas around painting. And my key medium, yes, paint, oil paint, and I gravitate towards any material I can find. I'm always experimenting. And thematic is a, yeah, it's not something I go into the studio thinking about shows. I like to just react to things. Like, I go in there, I get distracted by things I've got half done in my studio. And it just takes my mind in different directions. I have to kind of control that when I'm doing a show because of the lack of time, mainly. So the theme sort of, if there's such a thing, comes out of making the work, and it comes to me through that experience. So the threads sort of appear. I don't kind of conceptualize that clearly. Like, I like it to be quite open-ended when I go in there, because of the experimental nature of using different materials as well and different approaches to painting.
So like a very material, hands-on led practice.
Yeah. And I think that's because I find, yeah, because art to me is just an experiential thing. It's something I do every day, and it's just part of extension of myself. It's very physical, and I interact with it. Sometimes I battle with it. there's always that period of battling with trying to let go or to control, and as those two contrasts that you're always in balancing with.
Beautiful. Yeah. And your current show, Paintings, presents a body of gorgeous paintings that circulate themselves around a central motif of bathers, a theme which was commonly favoured by modernist painters. In doing so, your body of work creates the space of complex dialogue between 20th century painting and its own legacies of image production. Could you speak to this decision of bathers being this reoccurring motif within the body of work, as well as the dialogue that this motif brings forth in relation with these modernist painters?
Well, the motif of the bathers, I was quite surprised to hear that, because I definitely didn't have any intention for that. It was, it's just come out of the work informing the figurations of the work, the figurative aspect of the work, and I always have the figure in my work. The body as a material channeling senses and emotional states through the making. I think that there was maybe an unconscious thing connecting the body with, I think, water. There's a lot of water. There's a lot of things not being fixed in space, and the layering, and there's ghostliness, there's all that unseen energy stuff going on. And I think that that's just how I make. I just go and make, and I feel the paintings, really. I don't know how I work them out. I work it out by feeling, seeing what's done. Whenever you do something, it changes everything in the painting. So you have to react. There's a reactory aspect to the process. So, I'm always channeling into that, and it's like going down a rabbit hole sometimes of never endingness. There's always that question of when the painting's finished, and it's kind of a waiting game for me. It's like just waiting to see when it feels like to stop, and it can be a very hard thing to resist to stop and not to keep working, because your brain instantly starts working on the painting when they see it. So it's like just to stop yourself. and a lot of artists have said painting doesn't really have an end, it kind of finishes itself. So
So these bathers, they weren't an entry point of this body of work, but rather that something that kind of arose out of it as you were in this conversation with the painting?
Yeah. It's, there's this, the body dissolves and comes through the process of, I use old paint, like, for instance, when I was making a show, I decided to keep it open without a clear intention what the show would be about, I just want to use, I just narrowed it down to just, okay, I'm just going to go in there and use the materials of tradition and painting, or paint on stretch linen canvas. And I didn't want it to be an obvious series where the work was all stylistically the same, but to kind of treat each work as an experience in itself and let the work kind of guide me where to go by what materials I was using. Mm-hmm. So when I started to use, like, I tried different approaches, and I was using thick paint. I started using thick paint in the show, and it was sort of like a muscle body memory, because it's like my early work re-emerging. Yeah. And using the white and pasto and doing sgraffito on them. I made works like that in 1994 when I was 30. It was like 30 years ago. Mm. So it's a very different experience to touch on the history of your own work when you're older and you're a different person to what you were then. So you've got all this other experience of how to approach that thing. Mm. And I think a lot of the bodies in the show, it is about being older as well, as a woman. And it's that physical thing with just, like, I'm using my hands and I'm scratching the paint, I'm mixing up big things. I'm starting to get more into that materiality and just physically being in it, so maybe the bathing is part of that too, and immersing yourself in it and what that feeling you can communicate with that, because you're kind of communicating through it. And I think it's sort of come out of experiences of working with clay again, when I did some collaborative work with Jamie Jenkins.
Yes.
And that was a real, like, taking me back to I found it really comfortable, because my father was a potter, and so I grew up around it, but I hadn't done any. So when I started to do it just felt really right, and I really liked that you couldn't control it so much. The kiln finishes the work or destroys it.
Yeah.
So you have all that there, and I do like that lack of control too.
Yes. Yeah. No. Clay really relates to kind of painting and that kind of, but more so with clay, where there's more unpredictability.
Yeah. And then the work I did at Te Uru was more about the temporariness and randomness, and just using all the detritus of all the other art I've made. There's a lot of dead paintings in my studio.
Yes.
But I keep them because it's material, and I'm like, oh, use that again, and it'll become something else. So it has its own sort of, the idea of painting being creating and destroying to create. It's like this cycle, this continual thing of change. And so I enjoyed doing that, where I was putting paintings on paintings and treating all this stuff like it was tubes of paint, like colour, and putting them together, and they become something else. And then I started putting objects with them, and I can just see there's this physical journey I'm going into now with the work, and I'll probably get more confident with that, because this just feels like very I've just tentatively touched on it, tentatively bathed. I put my toe in the water. Yeah.
So, no, that's beautiful, this idea of bathing in the paint itself while creating these. Yeah, that's really lovely.
And bathing in ideas and just there's been a lot of talk in art where since COVID really, where people are starting to talk about the body and nature and connecting to nature. And what is that? We are nature. So it's more about connecting with ourselves and trying to draw out what am I really interested in? What am I really weird or I just want to play. It's like, I think that's the thing with moving things around. It was like playing.
Yeah.
And so I'm just trying. And in my when I was younger, artists, just a lot of playing around because you didn't have all that experience of the world. So you were kind of like, it was before the internet, before the overload. So, yeah, I'm really feeling like that's where I'm at the moment, just, moving into, I guess, that's getting older, you get more confident.
Yeah, lovely, this kind of circling back to old ways of painting, but with a new perspective and a new kind of outlook on life.
Yeah, and I think that's where the art history aspect has been picked up in my work because I love art history. I love looking at, I look at a lot of art and you can see that, but it's for learning. I continually want to learn. I want to continually learn new things to do. And I know I'll never be able to do all of them. I love experiencing new things, like going into places where I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's right or wrong, but then just playing with it because that feels it feels real and authentic to just play with it and not worry about whether you know what you're doing or not. But and just to enjoy it.
You've kind of briefly already touched on it, but your paintings display a beautiful array of colours and textures that navigate this tension between figuration and its collapse and this shifting between material dissolution and figural density. Could you talk a little bit about this exploration of the figure and how it kind of dips in and out and kind of dissolves with this with this working and this exploration of material?
Well, the figuration, why I made a lot of the figures that I made, like there was the white paintings and there was a brown one called Mud Bath. They were made over old paintings, so there was a history of some painting that happened there that was another figure under it. And I just kept working on them and then working them and putting another figure on top of a figure. And they just, and I just liked the way they came out of the materiality of the paint, and it was just like very intuitive and just, and it's not correct. The figures aren't, anatomical or anything. They're kind of earthy, and it's kind of like that sort of, I wanted that sort of sense of them.
The feeling of it.
Yeah. The feeling's a really important aspect. I know people don't like talking about their feelings, but when you're making, that's what you're using all your senses to bring it all together. So it's a collaboration with the materials. So you're just working with them and trying to be part of it.
Yeah,
so that's what it is. I think that's what I'm trying to do. It's a real, I guess people could call it a channeling exercise, but it's it is a connecting thing. I want to connect with it, not control it and work against it and just do a pictorial thing. It's got to be more than a pictorial thing for me, I think. I think I've got to the point where painting a picture of something is quite difficult. It's like I don't get enough from it. I mean, I love it. I love doing a picture, but I just feel like I want to explore more beneath the construction of a painting. So, like one painting I did was the mind lag one. It was a very bright coloured one in the show, so it's quite different. And that was just also working from things in my studio. I just treated a drawing like a material, and I thought, a painting of a drawing, which I've never done before. I never do drawings, I never make paintings of them. And so it is kind of an illustration in a way of a very quick drawing, but then I've got to experience it through paint, and it's a very different thing, and it's I found it quite challenging because I felt like, oh, maybe this is not that interesting. But yeah, I'm always wanting more than that. So but it came out as a very kind of jarring image, so to me, because the figure's not quite formed, and there's a bit of ugliness, bit of beauty going on at the same time, the contrast of those two things. I think that's all through the show too. It's that contrast going on, and how that creates an unease in the work. There is that in the work. They're not all about beauty. They're about dissolving bodies. They're about, you know, death, life cycle. All those things are touched on in them. And yeah, I think there's, you know, the world we're in is definitely, I mean, it all affects me in the studio. I think it affects everybody at the moment. There's terrible things going on, and conflicting things, and we're living in lovely sunny Wellington. And there's all that stuff of horror going on at the same time, and that's what it is to be human, is that we have to deal with all those things. And I think that's all in there too. And I see the beauty and I don't know how to explain it, the abject, the ugly, and the beauty in that as well, and when making paintings. So that's part of it as well, and the figuration and the abstraction at the same time too. I'm always trying to bring those together, because I kind of see maybe painting figuratively or pictorially is all abstraction too. Yeah, everything kind of connects and triggers other ideas for me, and I find that what keeps it interesting. To keep be open to that.
You've got such a rich kind of display of a lot of like different applications of paint within the show. Like you said, some are like really thick and caked on and have this really rich built up history of kind of these old paintings that kind of haven't got a new life onto it. And then you've got some that are more delicate and kind of ones with like acrylic and quite soft. Could you talk a little bit more about this
about
kind of
kind of? Well, I think it's, I just, each work is it's, I deal with the each work. So if it feels like I need to do it in that way, that's appropriate to that thing, then that's the way I'll do it.
Yeah, like whether what it's asking.
Another one or not. And it's also because I like to be always trying something else out within making shows. So, yeah, I'm always experimenting. And things happen and you just go, oh, I really like how that's going. I think I might try that and keep doing that and on a few works. And then I kind of like the way the contrast of each of the works kind of talks to each other. Like they're not all the same, so there's not just the one way of looking. You can look at them all very differently, and that kind of emanates a different atmosphere or feeling from each of them too. And also there's the other thing with me being very deaf, and I think that feeds into my work a lot, because when I'm looking at things visually, I kind of see them as sound as well, so as a way of communicating feeling, I guess. So there's works there that are very subtle, and like there's one work where I've done a blind monoprint on it, and it's a figure. It turned out to be a figure. I just put up some paper that had paint or ink on it. I just drew on the back of it, so I couldn't really see what I was doing. So, and I wanted it to be that. I just wanted it to something that I'm just totally feeling, like I'm visualizing in my head, and then I'm doing it and just hoping it comes out. But I quite like that, because it's like a whole lot of marks in the atmosphere kind of coming together to make something, become something that we see. So perception's kind of always in there too. So I do things like that, and to me that one's got a very, it's got a very low sound, a quiet sound, but it's quivering and it's got a static sound as well, like a nice digital static or something to it as well, and flickering and dappled light and all those sorts of things. So I'm always thinking of things like that too, and they become a kind of visual material for me to add to the work as well. And that's just what's happening in the work. I'm always, you know, reading it off the work as well of where to go with it. And that work, I knew I couldn't do a lot on it. It couldn't have much more done on it because I would have lost it, lost that,
yes,
that balance and that subtlety.
Yeah.
So yeah, but it's to me it's got quite a heavy. I don't know. It's a it looked like a crouching figure protecting itself, and there's sort of like the swath of kind of some sort of water or light or energies coming down on it. So it's got that sort of thing, but it's also very safe and there's two ways of reading it. And I quite like works that you can read in more than one way. And everyone brings their own experiences to the works and reacts in their own way, and I really enjoyed that. I mean, as a way the works go out into the world, and they leave you, and they take on their own lives through other people's experiences.
Yeah, it's interesting what other people bring to it, because like when you're making it, you're listening and responding, and yet then when it's kind of left you, it's like other people are listening to it and kind of maybe mishearing things or hearing something else.
So
yeah,
it's about listening and seeing at the same time. Yeah, using our senses in the way we do, and it's very unconscious. So yeah, it's just like the whole show is kind of an immersion into the unseen in a way.
That was Seraphine Pick talking to me about her new show, Paintings, which is on at Michaelette until the 23rd of August.